You are listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Coming up next, the best democracy money can buy, election crimes bulletin with Greg Palast. Stay tuned.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that next time.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.
And you are listening to Flashpoints. This is the best democracy money can buy election crimes bulletin with our good friend Greg Palast, who comes to visit us every Wednesday and to help us arm ourselves, protect ourselves with the information. You know, information is knowledge and power. The information in terms of how our democratic system, our ability to vote, is being stolen right out from under us. Greg Palast, great to have you back. Welcome back.
Glad to be with you, Dennis, from New York.
Well, we hear you there on the East Coast, my own hometown. And today, well, we've seen Bernie came out, strong support of Hillary Clinton. Many people are troubled. Some are supporting it, some aren't. But let's talk a little bit about what this moment means. Is this the end of a moment or the beginning of a movement?
Well, that's up to the people listening and to Mr. Sanders, to Senator Sanders. I mean, when you saw him on stage, he looked like those guys who were reading those confessions from a North Korean prison. You know, the party had, I am sorry, I have disgraced the party, and I will atone for my sins. I know a lot of people in the Sanders crowd and the Burn Your Bus people, good friends of mine, are crying and shrying about Bernie drinking the Kool-Aid for the Democratic Party. But that was foreordained. They weren't going to let him win. Barack Obama had beat Hillary Clinton, but remember, he had something else on his side, which is not the people. Remember, he lost most of the votes. He actually lost Hillary Clinton in the primaries by a total number of votes. But he had the votes that counted. That is, he had the support of Robert Rubin of Citibank, of Jamie Dimon.
Don't forget Penny, my friend Penny Pritzker.
And Penny Pritzker, Penny Pinch Pritzker, who is currently our unindicted Secretary of Commerce and the billionaire banker of the Pritzker family. So Obama had those three votes, and they're the ones that counted. So it's interesting that even though Hillary says, well, I deserve it because I have the most, well, she deserves it in eight, but she didn't have the banker's vote. This time she does. So, but that's not the issue. I want to talk to you about something I think that should comfort people, because I want people to, I want to tell you about advice I got in a very similar situation from just about the most brilliant man I've ever met. Many of you know him as Satan. And some of you know him as the Reverend Pat Robertson. I was investigating Pat Robertson for the Guardian newspaper, so I went in to meet him with a secretly wired. And Robertson had run, just like Sanders, had run for president. And just like Sanders did not get the nomination of his party, the Republican Party, that went to George Bush. So I asked the Reverend Pat Robertson, because he had said that God had told him to run for president. And I said, with a campaign manager like that, how could you have lost? And Robertson said to me, the Lord did not tell me to win the presidency. He told me to run. Now, what that cryptic message meant, and it's worth Bernie taking notes, is that, as Robertson told me, he may have lost the presidency, but his list of followers, 3 million people, became the Christian Coalition. And so now is Bernie's moment. I'm completely nonpartisan, but when you change from a partisan activity to a movement, then I can say something. This is Bernie's chance to turn his political moment into a political movement. to create the unchristian coalition. As Pat Robertson told me, nothing moves in the Republican Party. You can't get a nomination for dog catcher anywhere in America without the approval of the Christian coalition. That later morphed into the other evangelical crew, and we know that you can't win without them. Trump did have to win them over, even the Republican Party. So the Republican Party has now been seized by the evangelical Christian right. So they've shown us through satanic means what we can do to create a movement to scare the hell out of the Democratic Party. Bernie has a lot more than 3 million followers. A lot. He's bigger than the Christian coalition. His unchristian coalition could shake up American politics if he does not run away. If he doesn't do like Ralph Nader and run off after when Nader ran in 2000, I was disturbed that he may have taken enough votes to have elected George Bush. What disturbed me is that he didn't fight for the black people whose votes weren't counted. He ran away from creating a permanent movement. If the Bernie campaign, transforms itself into a movement, other than just the Democratic Party platform chase. Dennis, here's a quiz, pop quiz. What was the Democratic Party's position last time in 2012 on the minimum wage?
I don't know, Greg.
No. No one.
No one knows.
No one listening, and no fair Googling. No one knows.
No one really cared, right?
Huh? No one cares what the party platform is. So if you want your movement to die, spend all your bullets on changing the party platform. If you want your movement to thrive, it's more than handing the activists over to Hillary to avoid a Trump presidency. It's about keeping America sane. So, for example, if you have a Hillary, you know, instead of arguing over whether there ought to be a vote on the TPP, and Bernie's unchristian coalition, for example, 2 years from now, can tell President Clinton, if that's what happens, tell President Clinton, I know you're now saying that the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, meets your standards, and so you're going to sign it now. But it doesn't meet our standards. So we're going to take our 7 million members, and we're all going to deregister from the Democratic Party. Now, do you think that Hillary Clinton would continue on such a course? Basically, the Sanders people have the ability to veto all major policies within the Democratic Party, to primary, to control who wins the primaries, basically to seize control and have ultimate power within the Democratic Party, which is still the major party of the United States. And that would, you know, then the party doesn't end. That is, you know, people are saying Sanders are bust. Well, that's already busted.
You're listening, let me just jump in here. You're listening to our weekly election crimes bulletin, The Best Democracy Money Combined with Greg Palast. We do this every Wednesday. We try and give you the necessary information so that you can defend your vote and really defend this democracy. Now, Greg, you mentioned, it's so interesting, you mentioned the, you know, the evangelical movement and the role they have played in terms of the power of the new right. Well, one of the potential vice presidential candidates under Trump is Mike Pence, right? Yeah. Governor Pence. Now, he is a big-time evangelical. He will carry, you know, again, we will see the power of that movement, and they're sort of swooning, you know, they need these folks to win, and they managed to get them out.
Right. Well, see, one of the things that Sanders did is bring together disparate elements of the left and progressives and young people. To let that dissipate would be the great crime. It's even more important than electing Sanders as president. This could be a permanent movement. Now, what does this have to do with our usual election crimes report? This came to me because, again, I was investigating a Pat Robertson, and Pat Robertson had created a not-for-profit organization called the Christian Coalition. But because they were involved in politics, After 11 years and after my investigations, they withdrew their application for approval for not-for-profit status by the IRS. Basically, Pat Robertson run a long-term criminal enterprise. But then the Supreme Court decriminalized this activity, along with Citizens United, which everyone knows about. Along with Citizens United was the Speech Now decision, which said not only could corporations give money to campaigns, but so can not-for-profit organizations, social service charities. So the door is open for the Bernie campaign to become the Bernie movement, and for people to create a not-for-profit coalition for, you know, for the public, as opposed to corporate power or for whatever purposes the evangelicals are operating.
So to be clear, what you're saying is, your thought is that a lot of the energy wasted inside these conventions trying to change the platform or see who's going to get 5 or 10 minutes is really a bit of a distraction from the energy that can come out of all the platforms that people supported Bernie at the grassroots level for, all the visions that people hope, you know, the politicians would care about, you know, that we
how
could
you,
get.
Yeah, exactly.
go on. Sorry.
So you don't want to waste your bullet. This convention business, which is after all just a show. It's theater. There's no convention. There's no discussion over who's going to get the nomination. That's done. It's a show, and Trump has made it clear that he wants the Republican show to even be better. So he's going to speak all 4 nights and. So, you know, it's burlesque of a type. It's political striptease. America has no political talent, is the show. But if we want to go permanent, if we want to really change this nation, which is what the Sanders campaign claims to be about, been about, if you want to have a true Medicare for all possibility, and Clinton has talked about opening up Medicare to people 50 and over, which would be tremendous if she sticks to it. She talked about removing the cap so that rich people have to pay into the Social Security fund with no cap, which Sanders forced her to do. Sanders forced her to come out against the TPP. Sanders forced her to say she'll reopen NAFTA. She's not going to be held to these things if she's president by looking at her old party platform. That's a giggle. But she will be held accountable if there are 13 million people in the progressive organization, in a progressive organization which Sanders would have to fund, which would say we are going to withhold our support to the Democratic Party, money, people, seat, and we're deregistering. We'll have nothing to do with you. These are our demands, and we're holding you to those demands. There's no other way to do it. And I have to admire Pat Robertson for, you know, his, even though his scheme was satanic, illegal, and lined his pockets well. I don't think Sanders is in it for the money. He did show the way how you can do it. He took over. The evangelicals have simply taken over the Republican Party, as you've mentioned. Even Trump has to fear them. And, progressives can do the same to the Democrats.
That's the voice of Greg Palast. Every week we come together to do the Elections Crimes Bulletin, the best democracy money can buy. And Greg, well, here comes the Republicans on the way to Ohio. What's on your mind in terms of Ohio? Obviously, they're much more honest in terms of protecting your vote than California or New York.
I would have thought you were being ironic until I saw what happened in California, New York. But I hate to tell you, hooked me in, Dennis, I was writing about Ohio. They have a Secretary of State. That's the person in charge of the voting in Ohio, which is the swing state of swing states. And that's why the Republicans are having their convention there. And Republican Secretary of State of Ohio, his name is John Husted. To quote the law professor and voting rights expert, Bob Petrakis, he's a racist, he's a mass perjurer, And the only way he knows to deliver the state of Ohio to the Republican Party is by taking away the right of American citizens to vote. That's a good summary. I've been investigating there. I'm going back there this week, not to take part in the party into the semi-reality show of the Trump convention, but to actually talk to some of the voters whose names are on list to be purged. What does purging mean? It means that your name has been removed from the voter roll, and they have removed nearly half a million black people from the voter rolls between 2012 and now in the state of Ohio without explanation. But I think I have the explanation. But I want you to know that that Ohio is heading into a Jim Crow vote. And it's not that I care about whether Hillary becomes president or not, but I do care about whether people have the right to vote or not. And in Ohio, I'll be reporting from Ohio to you, Dennis, and I want to tell you that right now, the tricks that they're pulling in Ohio are some of the most awful things I've ever seen, and including using a system which we'll talk about another time. I don't want to go into detail now, but we've discussed it before, a system called CrossCheck, where over half a million people in Ohio have been tagged for removal. So we'll be investigating. I'll be giving you the reports from on the ground and telling you how they are bleaching the voter rolls whiter than white.
A lot more to come on this. And let me tell people, we're delighted. We're looking forward to having Greg on doing this kind of reporting. Flashpoints will begin its broadcast for both the Republican convention and the Democratic convention. We'll be on locally here in the Bay Area from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Then our show will go up on the satellite. We'll go to AudioPort for the 5 o'clock broadcast. And we look forward to having you on, Greg, and also feeding material into the Pacifica coverage, which will go from 5 to 9 every day in terms of both conventions. So that's a heads up to the affiliates, folks listening, and we will stay on this. And, Greg, we have 10 seconds, but you're working on the movie.
And there's going to be a sneak preview. If you're going to be at Netroots or on Saturday night in St. Louis, the sneak preview of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, our new film on how the ultra-rich are doing ultra-theft on the voter rolls.
All right, Greg Palast, thanks. We'll talk to you next week many times. Bye.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that next time.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.
It's only I just got his duties. I just got his duties.